This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English
from BBC Learning English.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Sam.
And I'm Neil.
In this programme, we're finding out all about food flavours. Although everyone knows what food they like the taste of, the science behind flavours is complex. Flavour involves much more than tasting with the tongue. It's also influenced by how food looks, smells, and even how it's described.
In this programme, we'll be meeting the flavourists, scientists who combine different natural and artificial ingredients to create the flavours we love to taste in our food. And of course, we'll be learning some new vocabulary as well.
Sounds delicious, Neil, but first I have a question for you. No one really knows why, but certain flavours seem to work well together. Some scientists think classic combinations like lemon and lime or strawberries and cream are so popular because their chemicals overlap in special ways. Sometimes this creates new, interesting and unusual flavours. So what weirdly popular combination was invented by British chef Heston Blumenthal? Was it A. dark chocolate and sea salt, B. milk chocolate and chilli, or C. white chocolate and caviar?
Well, I've tried sea salt and chocolate. I think it tastes great. So I'll say A.
OK, Neil, I'll reveal the correct answer at the end of the programme.
Nowadays, the flavour industry is big business. Flavourists work in high-tech laboratories and every new ice cream, crisp or toothpaste flavour is the result of years of scientific research. But it wasn't always like that. Here's food historian Dr. Nadia Berenstein describing the beginnings of the flavour industry in the 19th century to Ruth Alexander, presenter of the BBC World Service programme, The Food Chain.
There's really only a handful of people and maybe a dozen or so companies that are really involved. And at that point, they really are kind of working with secret recipes that were kept very secure and sometimes passed down within families from father to son. So it really seemed like a guild structure from the Middle Ages at that point.
Was it seen as some kind of dark art?
Yes, the term black art does come up in some of the early writing of people who were producing flavours at this point.
To begin with, there were only around a dozen, that's 12, companies experimenting with food flavours. The recipes they used were kept secret and only shared with family or trusted friends. Dr. Berenstein compares these companies to a guild, an organisation of people who do the same job or have the same interests.
Because it was so secretive and mysterious, people saw making flavours as a dark art, a method of achieving something in a clever but dishonest or wicked way. But all this changed after the Second World War, when the invention of processed food, which could be bought in supermarkets and kept fresh at home in the fridge, increased the demand for new and exciting flavours.
Here's Dr. Berenstein again, explaining the work of present-day flavourists to BBC World Service programme The Food Chain.
So essentially, becoming a flavourist today is still an apprenticeship process. There's no academic path to it, right? Your training is on the job, working alongside a master flavorist at a flavor and fragrance company or at some of the bigger food companies will have their own flavor divisions. It's a scientific profession for sure. You have to know a lot about chemistry, but it is a creative profession. At the very heart of this industrial food system, there's these craft artisans who are essentially designing molecule by molecule the flavors that shape the way that food is made to taste.
Today's flavorists learn their art by serving an apprenticeship, a period of time spent working for a skilled master, often for low payment, in order to learn their skills. Although a background in chemistry is important, you can't study flavors at university. The training happens on the job, at your place of work, while you are working.
Dr. Berenstein calls flavorists craft artisans, people doing skilled work with their hands, and she describes their creations as the marriage of science and art.
Yes, I love the idea of the flavorist as a magician, adding a pinch of this flavor or a drop of that oil to create the perfect magical taste. I wonder if that's what British chef Heston Blumenthal was trying to do.
In my question, I asked what popular flavour combination was invented by chef Heston Blumenthal.
And I said it was A, dark chocolate and sea salt. So, was I right?
It's true that sweet and salty flavours go together well, but the correct answer was white chocolate and caviar, a combination described by Swiss master flavorist Francois Benzi as weird but wonderful. Right, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned, starting with a dozen, which means 12.
Something described as a dark art refers to a method of achieving something in a clever but dishonest way.
A guild is an organization of people who do the same job.
An apprenticeship is the period of time an apprentice spends watching and working with a skilled master in order to learn their skills.
When you do something on the job, it happens in the workplace while you're working.
And finally, an artisan is a person doing skilled work with their hands. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
6 Minute English
from BBC Learning English.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.